More than a third of the 248 suicide deaths in Dane County between 2005 and 2009 were the result of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Drug overdoses and hangings account for most of the rest. At a news conference announcing Suicide Prevention Month, Sheriff Dave Mahoney warned that suicides could increase once the concealed carry law goes into effect November 1st. Mahoney says it's important to put up roadblocks to prevent a rise in gun suicides.
As our state lawmakers have decided it's time to arm our citizens, it's our hope that they get the proper training and that they store those firearms safely.
Mahoney says the only way to store a firearm safely is to remove the ammunition and store it separately from the gun, preferably in a locked safe. He says with more people taking their loaded guns with them as part of their daily routine, the challenge will be to convince them to store those guns safely when they get home.
I would certainly hope that as people return home at the end of their day and they lock their doors, that they unload their firearm and separate that ammunition from that gun. Because handguns in the home have a higher statistical chance of being used against somebody in that home than somebody who enters that home illegally.
Mahoney also cited statistics that show that states with higher rates of gun ownership also have higher suicide rates. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.